from God, a gift to be treasured and honored. All right? All right. Coming up, coming at you, we've got much more music, but just ahead, it's the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll continue to take your birthdays and anniversaries, too, at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Bible Jeopardy, Gospel Facts, Miscellaneous from Matthew to John. How many days had Lazarus been dead before Jesus got to Bethany? Was it 5? Was it 3? Was it 2? Or was it 4 days? John 11:17 has the answer. Call me when you get it. 318-484-2500. Or toll-free 1-877-464-2500.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
What is your church that, amen, he's in a place of waiting? Several things are about to happen, but, amen, one has to wait on the other. Watch him as he learns how to wait on the Father. Amen. Three things he shows us in learning how to wait on the Father. The first one is, while you're waiting, you have to prepare for the challenge. Secondly, you have to prove your commitment. And thirdly, you've got to trust him until your victory comes. Are you hearing me? Amen. Watch him. The first thing he does is prepare for the challenge. There are some things that's coming his way, something he has to face or something he has to deal with. He takes Peter, James, and John, and he takes them with him. He breaks them away from the other boys. Peter, James, and John is his inner group. Peter, James, and John is his core group. Amen. Peter, James, and John, that now the ones he can count on. And he takes them away to impart on the inside of them. Amen. As he prepares for the challenge. And verse 34 shows us the challenge and some things Jesus went through and perhaps some things we'll go through while learning to wait on God. His challenge is this, Pleasant Green. His challenge is waiting with a sorrowful or heavy heart. Did you get that? His challenge is, amen, waiting, amen, with a sorrowful and heavy heart. Listen to what Jesus says in the text. He says, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Amen. Jesus is grieved or sad to the point of distress. There is a pain that, amen, feels as if there is a hole in his heart. I need you to see where Jesus is. He is unhappy and hurt. He is troubled and tormented. He's full of misery, affliction, and anguish. He says here, church, my soul. Are you hearing that? Amen. My inner man, that is in the depth of my heart. Amen. It's hurting. And it's hurting mainly because somebody I love is about to hurt me. Lord, have mercy. somebody close to me is about to hurt me. Somebody I've talked to and shared with and even sat down and had supper with is about to sell me out. And I don't know, church, if you can feel where Jesus is. You need to understand Judas was his member. Jesus said, I don't mind other members, other pastors' members talking about me. But you want to talk about something that hurt? It hurt with my members. You got to understand where Jesus is. Judas was, if I can say, one of his deacons. Can I get a witness? Amen. Judas knew things that nobody else knew. Amen. Jesus was saying, I thought I could trust Judas. Thought I could count on him and depend on him. And now, he's about to hurt me. And I don't know if you've ever been there before. I don't know if you ever loved something or somebody that hurt you. Lord have mercy. And I know we're in church and you don't want folk to know you've been through something, but there are some of us that's real in here. And we don't mind letting folk know I've been through hell and high waters. We don't mind letting folk know I've had to cry sometimes. I've had tears in my eyes. I've had my back against the wall. Jesus said, I'm hurting, but I'm preparing for the challenge. This is nothing that I'm playing with. It's one of my homeboys. This one I've called out of darkness into the marvelous light I fought. This is one that, amen, I sit down with and I talk with. But it's all right. Says this core group, watch and pray. Some of the mother boys not going to pray. But if I can just get three to pray. If I can get three, two or three to just to agree. And if I can get you three, amen, to touch heaven, amen, heaven will take care of me. But I need somebody praying. Jesus here shows the power of prayer while waiting on God. I don't have to tell you, church. Prayer works. Can I get a witness? I don't have to tell you. All of us are here because of somebody else's prayer. Some folk had COVID, and you still are here because somebody was praying for you. Some had heart trouble and sugar diabetes, but you're still here because there's power. Come on, somebody. I know it's pandemic, but look at somebody and tell them, I believe there's power still in prayer. I don't care what Omicron do, what Delta say, I still trust prayer. Jesus say pray. Huh? Why do you prepare for the challenge? Watch. Be alert to spiritual danger. Pray. Acknowledge your dependence on God. I'm about to get off this, but don't you fool yourself and think you made it all on your own. Can I get a witness? Don't you fool yourself and think you healed your own body. 11:19, you ought to, my grandmother used to say, recollect. You need to look back and tell somebody you don't know. Like I know. What the Lord. God have mercy. Has done for me. Verse 36. He still shows us what to do. He shows us that while we're waiting, we have to prove our commitment to God. Look at somebody, they'll prove your commitment to God. Watch this, even though his heart is heavy, pain deep down, he stays committed, present grace. He is obligated. He does not give up. He carries the mission out. Can I get a witness? He performs. He fulfills. And he follows through. Watch his commitment. He says, Father, Lord have mercy. I'm going to let you out of here. But you got to understand, he didn't just say, Father, Dr. Grimes. He said, Abba, Father. Somebody got to understand that. Abba is an Arabic word that means papa or daddy. It reveals the intimate relationship between our Lord and his Father. So in other words, if you need a miracle today, amen, you ought to get personal with the Father. Jesus said, Papa, Daddy. Somebody don't understand. Look, my son, one of my sons, he's in 12th grade. And we bought him a new iPhone. And his mama told him, at school, be careful. And he came home and he said, somebody stole my phone. Lord have mercy. And my wife looked over at me, and when she means business, she calls me Anthony. So she looked at me, she said, Anthony, and I'm not playing. Don't you go and buy him another phone right now. I say, ain't got nothing to do with it. That's between you and your son. Went one day, picked him up, went 2 days. The third day I picked him up, and Grimes, he got in the car, and he messed around and said, Daddy, somebody gonna catch that. Amen. Daddy, are you gonna buy me a phone? Oh, Lord have mercy. When your child get personal with you, you can't help but bless them. That's why God wants us to get personal with him every night. You ought to say, Papa, heal me. Papa, bless me. Papa, open doors for me. Come on, somebody. Daddy. Lord, have mercy. Wipe tears from my eyes. Daddy. Hold me when I can't hold myself. Daddy. Be a bridge over troubled water. God, somebody not hearing me. Every now and then you got to get personal with him. Daddy, be a doctor in a sick room. Daddy, be a lawyer in the courtroom. Daddy, when my money is funny and my change is strange, open doors that no man can close. Jesus said, Father, all things are possible unto you. In other words, I know you can do all things because of who you are. I know who you are.
Thank you for are listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor